Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the website, 13 articles there for you. Go to the right side of the page. You'll see YouTube. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing there. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. We have a couple hundred people on there right now. Folks, I love the interaction. If you want to call in, you're driving, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Now, one of my live chat friends just said, my church believes in obedience to the government. Yeah, so does mine. And so do I. Good government. And I just shared that with you concerning the governor out of South Dakota and the sheriff out of Maine and the representatives in the state of Kansas City. So do I. Hey, folks, God gave government. I love the institution of government. If it upholds the laws that they swore to uphold, when they start coming up and creating executive orders that run antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, then we must defy tyranny. Defiance, not obedience, is the American answer to overbearing unlawful authorities. They're supposed to be representatives, friends. Again, let me remind you, they work for us. We do not work for them. And they hate guys like me telling you what they don't want you to hear. And again, we don't ask the devil for permission here, neither do we. Hey, listen to what Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. What is it? Is it enough for us Americans to talk about the patriarchs like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who stood up against Nebuchadnezzar because they wouldn't bow to him? Is it enough for us to talk about our forefathers when they threw off a tyrant across the pond? When they came back and said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? Is it just enough for us to talk about what they've done? Or is it another thing for us to actually practice what they taught us to do? Hebrews 13:7, we're to follow in the faith of those that went before us. You want to remain free? You're going to have to fight. It's just that simple. And what that entails right now, I don't know, but I can tell you that there ain't no virus attacking anybody. And you heard during the break again, friends, how they were continuously propping up the propagandists in what was it? The narrative was all going one direction, talking about how many people died from the virus. It's all propaganda. Consider the source. Who told you there's a virus? Consider the source. Who told you that there was a virus? Folks, question the origin. Question the authenticity. Now, I want to bring this into play, and I didn't have this planned, but I'm going to go there anyways. This is Senator Jensen. He's also a doctor. In the state of Minnesota, just 3 days ago, he came out, this is now national news, through a grassroots effort. And again, you need to understand, this is why big tech companies are trying to suppress, censor, and cut off the voice of the people in this country. They only want you hearing one narrative. They only want you hearing it coming from one source, and that's them. Okay? That's why they're censoring people. Okay? This is Dr. Jensen. I want you to listen carefully, and I'll come back in right after he gets done talking, just to make clear as to what he said. This is on Channel 4. Great interview. Listen carefully.
Speaking of Minnesota, a doctor and state senator from Minnesota, Scott Jensen, joins us tonight on the 702 communication line to talk about an interesting piece you put in the Star Tribune recently as well. So I don't know if you like Dr. Jensen, Senator Jensen, but thank you so much for joining us tonight, sir. And let's start with this. You and I communicated briefly yesterday via email, shortly on the phone. Have you yet seen the information that's going into these U of M models that the governor is using to make these decisions?
No, we have not. We have asked for those, and we were told by the governor's office that we would receive the data tonight. And so we're hoping to see what the assumptions are and what the data is. But at this point in time, we have not.
So I just want to be clear for our audience, sir. You've got a governor of a state that is making executive orders, stay-at-home orders, that right now is cratering your economy. We don't know what data is being used, and yet you, as a state senator, as a doctor, have not seen that data that's being used for our governor to make these decisions.
No, we have not. And
does that not concern you? I mean, shouldn't the people of Minnesota be screaming right now?
Well, I think, Minnesota Nice, we want to be good soldiers and that, but I think the people are starting to say, hold it now. We need to have a deeper understanding of this, and we're not getting it. I think that, in Minnesota, as a physician, I received an email last week from the Department of Health coaching me on how to fill out death certificates.
Listen.
And I've never really received coaching from the Vital Statistics Agency in terms of how to do a death certificate, but basically I felt like they were saying, you don't have to have a confirmed laboratory test for COVID-19 in order to make the death certificate be COVID-19.
Sir, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that and what you just said I think is critically important. Can you repeat what you just said, please?
Well, last Friday I received a 7-page document that sort of told me that if I had an 86-year-old patient that had pneumonia but was never tested for COVID-19, but sometime after she came down with pneumonia, we learned that she had been exposed to her son, who had no symptoms, but later on was identified with COVID-19, that it would be appropriate to diagnose on the death certificate COVID-19.
Did you hear that, friends?
I don't mean to.
Okay, first of all, in this guy on channel, it's a grassroots outlet, friends. It's not mainstream media. But this guy did an outstanding job during this interview, and he questioned everything that he said, and he made it very clear. The governor's running off of powers that our said senators, representatives, and congressmen have no idea the power he's running off of. He didn't receive it from us, then therefore I asked the question to the American people, who did he then receive it from? And if it's illegal, then it's foreign to the United States Constitution. Just to make clear, they didn't know. Secondly, he was told after the papers were sent to him, you just heard the audio concerning Dr. Jensen, Senator Jensen in the state of Minnesota. He was sent 7 pieces of paper coaching him on how he is supposed to document people that have passed away. They don't have the statistics, so what they want them to do is doctor up the death certificates and equate their death to COVID-19 regardless so they can create the numbers. This is what is in fact happening. And it's going to continue on until the American people stand up and deal with those that are perpetuating the lies. Okay? It's just that simple. I'm going to take some phone calls right after this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Cody, I see you up there. I'll pull you up next. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And then I'm going to get to this. Questioning my credibility. Hey, friends, I can't find in Scripture anywhere where you're to trust in me for your salvation. Oh, I love that. It liberates me. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-582-9933 live chat. Wayne, and again, folks, there's tons of people on live chat right now. If you're driving, give us a call. Love to hear where you're at. I don't care where you're at. Give us a call. If you're out of the United States of America, give us a call. We're on over 121 radio stations across the country right now. Don't be shy. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take you in just one moment, caller. Nicholas just said, we have two mayors here in Florida that gone socialist. Honest, one in Georgia, or I'm sorry, and one in Orange County and one in Osceola County, Florida. Is sad day in America. This is what he said, when they have to decide what American citizens to do. Hey, friends, just let me put this in common sense terms, okay? How is it that you have literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in these certain counties that are subjecting to tyrannical orders? Listen, nobody can accuse me of ever one time defying constitutional law or God's moral law. Nope, I preach it all day long, 6 days a week. But you'll always hear me preach against tyranny without fail. Does it come, I'm asking you, does it come, and is there a point that this has to come to before you actually respond? Look at the numbers. That is one of the greatest wonders to me ever. How do dictators do what they do? It's when the masses give their allegiance to that dictator rather than God. If people have given themselves over to the Lord, I guarantee you they are not going to subject themselves to this tyranny or these tyrants for one moment. They're not going to stop until they're removed lawfully. Okay? How do you feel sorry for a people like that? Don't sit there and blame the governments or the tyrants for what they do when you allow them to do the things that they do. You know, I know we could look at any dictator of the past or even in the present, and Americans would look at them and say, we would never put up with that. But yet, guess what? You are. You know, someone was talking about how bad Adolf Hitler was the other day. He was, no question about it. But keep in mind, Adolf Hitler didn't do the killing. His subordinates did. And also keep in mind, Adolf Hitler wasn't responsible for 60 million babies being murdered in Germany. Neither was he. That's how bad you have become, America. You go to sleep every night. Don't sit there and tell me about how bad everybody else is, America, when you outweigh them in your crimes against God and mankind. And if you're truly repentant, the fruits of repentance, guess what? Works to uphold the law that these men tear down. Mercy to a society, for the record, is when God judges the wicked and preserves the innocent. That's a mercy to society. The American people at large have left off justice, is what they've done. They're sitting there waiting for this administration to prosecute and to drain the swamp. He hasn't done it in, what, 3.5 years now? Do you actually really believe he's going to do it when you're seeing him playing the salesman for the very issue in which you're dealing with right now? Who's feeding the talking points more than this administration and Donald Trump right now? Nobody is. Who's giving voice to Fauci? Who's giving voice to Bill Gates? And I got a question for you, America. Since when did Bill Gates become the president of the United States of America? Know what is happening, this invisible enemy, right, as Donald Trump wants you to believe, is special interest showing you their cards, and it's Donald Trump showing you his cards as well. People are afraid of Bill Gates. Well, listen, where's the president, where's the DOJ to tell Bill Gates to go fly a kite? And to get himself out of this country if he's going to act in such a fashion. We know that Bill Gates wants to depopulize and depopulate America and the global issue. We played the audio last week for you. He said it. I didn't. I'm not putting words into his mouth. But now they're talking about a mandatory vaccination. See, folks, you're being tested. And going back to what I was originally saying concerning what Nicholas posted, hey, listen, I don't feel sorry for you if you're going to sit there and subject yourself to that. Again, the great wonder of the age is how is it that one person can dictate the masses in an unlawful manner? It's because those people that have subjected themselves to the king, right, are rebels from God's principles. That's how they're getting away with it. Not making it up. It's a fact, and it's definitely history, America. No question about it. Hey, Cody, thank you for holding on for such a while here. I think you were holding on for about 16 minutes. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Good afternoon, Bradley.
Good afternoon.
William Wallace, you mentioned him, and, you know, my only regret would be is that if I'm William Wallace, I don't think my countryman would appreciate it.
I do.
Yeah. You think so?
I do.
We're not appreciating our forefathers that have died in actual barbaric ways. I mean, they used to draw and quarter people that stand against the government. At least that wouldn't happen to you nowadays, most likely.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is good government would actually hang treasonous individuals within the government, too. Now the American people think it's good enough for them to resign, Cody. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's all they have to do is resign. So the next one that comes in, he's encouraged to do the same thing as the last one did and more. And they do it. The American people are inviting this, is what's happening.
Well, they're not only denying our right to travel, but the right to your property. Think about that. If you can't go, I have a farm in Kentucky, and now I've been resigned to not go and pick up some equipment I need because I'm afraid that I'm going to be harassed there. Now, is that right? My grass is getting tall because I want to go get my lawnmower that I have storage down there, and I have to be concerned about being put in quarantine. You know, so that the tyranny is making itself present. And you mentioned something a couple days ago.
Let me say this, though. Let me add that to this, okay, as to what you just said. The media wants you to believe that there's a lot more of the bad cops in the country than there really is. This is the tactic Saul Alinsky's been using. It's the same tactic the media's been using in this country for decades. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Remember when Adolf Hitler used to have the masses in front of him? That was to ostracize the dissenters. I want the American people to understand the majority of the police, the majority of sheriffs in this country are the good guys, and they will do their job. Don't forget that. I just wanted to add that.
Well, that's a good point, but at the same time, we do know that a lot of these different departments will only hire lower IQ people, at least
that's true.
You know, non-detective type jobs. So we've got, you know, that is an issue.
Yep.
And you mentioned a couple days ago about, you know, the older generation being to blame. And I you know, that's something that's crossed my mind also, that, I mean, I guess we're in our 40s. It's my responsibility now to step up. But, you know, the older generation, I mean, you look at, they've raised us into a country where I heard statistics several months ago that we are now the number one country in the world for single parents.
Yep.
For kids that are raised with single parents. I thought that's a real bad sign of the times, that in the country with this perceived wealth, we've got a fairly wealthy lifestyle. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're not in debt, but compared to other countries, and we're in that position. And,
yeah.
You know,
can I add to that?
Sure.
I don't mean to cut you off, but people make points, and then what I do is I have to remember what they're saying through the process.
Okay.
But with that said, first of all, it tells us in Deuteronomy 24:6, no man shall take a handmill or an upper millstone in pledge, for he would be taking a life in pledge. In other words, do not take away the tools of a man to make a living. The American government just did that. Completely unconstitutional. No business going there whatsoever. Okay. The other thing you brought up is concerning the people that they're hiring. Folks, Cody's exactly right. If you look at the TSA, for example, that is a pretended authority. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Have you found one person? And by the way, we need maybe to do a show on the TSA concerning the crimes of those agents that have been hired that are continuously violating the American people every time they go into a bus depot or a train depot or into a airport. But Cody's exactly right. They're hiring the baser sort, 1 Kings 13:33, because those are the ones that will do the biddings of their master. And if they were actually educated to understand what the Constitution says and what their oath states, that they would uphold the laws against both foreign and domestic enemies, folks, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in right now, even talking about the cops that are bad out there. And I want to give you the answer here. A little leaving at the whole lump. It's time for the American people to leave in that lump and get rid of the foxes that spoil the vines concerning the bad police. Because they work for us. We do not work for them. Cody, it's yours.
Let me give you one last note that I had. Chris Ann, on her program, mentioned the other day the history of, you know, of representation in the colonists and how they didn't have representation in England. And England offered, well, you know, that
about 10 seconds.
Voyage is too far. Let us have somebody in England represent you. And they said no, because if you don't live in this country under these laws, you're not representing us. And we got congressmen that are they have laws that they can do insider trading and whatever else. They're not
great
living
point.
Under our laws, and we need to throw them out. Thank you,
Brian. Amen. Thank you, Cody. We'll be right back.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the check on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Freedom, live chat friend, hear, hear. I love it. I love it. Hey, folks, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Just had Cody call in from Illinois. Great points. All these unconstitutional policies that they're passing, folks, they are applicable to me and you, but guess what? They set them up where they're indemnified concerning these policies that they set up. For example, Romney Care, which turned into Obamacare, which turned into the Affordable Care Act, which now turned into the American Health Care Act under Donald Trump. Right, just they got to keep changing the names to confuse the people. Right, it's interesting that applies to all of us, but it doesn't apply to them. They're impervious, they think, to the law. No, they're not. Great point, Cody. This is why I love phone calls, because you guys bring to the table your perspective. That's what this show is about. Let other people hear what you have to say. That was Illinois. Yesterday we had Arizona. We have Minnesota. We get California. Folks, we get some from out of the country. Man, this encourages other people because it shows other people that others are thinking the same way that they are. Just seen on my Twitter account, someone just posted, Governor in New York blurted the truth out in his confusion. And he said, Cuomo said that this economic shutdown was pre-planned. Of course it was. Gosh, Americans, you have to be foolish. It reminds me of people that see, but they don't see, like Jesus said. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Oh, there's nothing worse than these people, man. You know what I've been getting over the last couple of weeks? Hey, Bradley, this is a fake. This is all a hoax, this coronavirus. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not trying to bring accolade to myself, but isn't that what we've been talking about since day one? I mean, how long is it going to be before the American people figure out that Donald Trump's administration is meant to hand over to the United Nations? Because that's what's happening. I'll tell you when the United Nations has full control, then they're going to figure it out. Oh my gosh, I remember that long-haired punk, that Bradley Dean. Oh, he bothers me. Why do I bother you? Because I'm telling you the truth. Which brings me to my point. It's interesting how people will question my credibility. I want to tell you something. They're not questioning my credibility. They're questioning the Word of God, because that's what I make reference to. And the Word of God exposes their credibility, which they don't have, and their hypocrisies. So what happens? It falls back on my lot, right? Their reproaches, as King David said, fell back on me. What they didn't want to take, they wanted to throw back on me. I get to deal with it all day long. But my point was this. There's nothing worse than when people say to you things you've been telling them for months. Ah, it's just like, really? Did you just say that? Is it arrogance? No, it's like being inundated with information. Now you have to give it over and over and over again. Now you believe it. Now you get it. I guess that's a part of the job here, right? If you get it, I praise God for it. But listen to me. Friends, questioning my credibility, I want to make clear on this. I want to say this. I'm humored when people say, well, you know, I don't know that I trust Bradley Dean. Well, guess what? I can't find in Scripture where you're to trust in me for your salvation. That's between you and God. Salvation is a helmet, not a nightcap. Listen carefully. Recently, I had a conversation with a friend who told me that one of his family members was questioning my credibility. And in the same sentence, he told me that he trusted me. Okay. I said in response, I don't trust people neither. I don't. Instinctively, I don't. And I want to tell you why in just a moment. And then I said, then again, I'm not called to trust in man. Jeremiah 17:5 says it brings a curse. I'm to trust in the Lord where there's a blessing. Jeremiah 17:7. I went on and said, I don't want you to put your trust in me. Listen to me, friends. It's my job to drive you to the cross of Jesus Christ, to work myself out of a job. I'm not asking you to put your trust in me. I'm asking you and telling you to put your trust in Christ. Period. Why? Well, John 2:24 says, Jesus didn't commit himself unto them because he knew all men. Hey, folks, when people come up to me and say, you know what, I really trust you, Bradley Dean. Hey, listen, don't put your trust in me, because the Lord will pull that rug and tell the only thing that you trust is in him. And it's a hard lesson to learn, especially if you were raised fatherless the way that I was. Well, I went on to tell him that people question Jesus. Listen carefully. They question his credibility as well. Matter of fact, they accused him of all sorts of things in which he was not guilty. And remember, Jesus said, as he showed his disciples in John 20:20, the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet after his resurrection, right? After his crucifixion and resurrection. And he said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. Keep in mind, they're going to do to you what they did to me. Let me show you this. John 7:12 says, and there was much murmuring among the people concerning Jesus. For some said, he's a good man, but others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. Do you have this around you in your sphere of influence? Because if not, where's the Holy Ghost? Did you know that Jesus was accused of being a devil? They called him Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Matthew 12:24 tells us, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this man does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the prince of devils, the ruler of the demons. Whoa! Oh my goodness, how many times? I remember we were preaching out on the street in Minneapolis one time, and the lady came over and she said, this isn't my Jesus. And I said, I know, that's your problem. She said, I just don't believe that that is Jesus Christ. I said, you have a counterfeit understanding of Scripture, not because of the Word of God, but because of what you've listened to concerning the hirelings and the whores in the pulpits. That's what Scripture calls them. Okay? Hey, folks, you know what's in the pulpits today? They don't have a care for the sheep. They're not protecting the sheep from the wolves. They're opening the doors to the wolves. Okay? That's why they're called hirelings. They're doing it for the money. They're doing it for position, just like the Pharisees did in the book of John, chapter 11, after Lazarus was blown out of the grave after 4 days stinking. They wanted to get rid of him because they were afraid they were going to lose their place in their nation. They loved their position, okay? I told her, going back to this lady out on the street, I said, you don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? I said, because at the end of the day, that's the Jesus you're going to bow your knee to. That's the Jesus you're going to answer to on Judgment Day, because all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Hebrews 9:27. Period. No compromise. No other way. Read Acts 4:12. Did you know that Jesus was accused of inciting and misleading people and not paying taxes? Oh my goodness, friends. When I go to Wikipedia, it's absolutely amazing to me everything that they've accused my big brother, the captain of my salvation, Jesus Christ, is the exact same things that they've accused me of. And they report on me in my ministry as if it's true. And I'm not asking, and I'm not trying to justify or have someone else to justify me. Matter of fact, if someone says something to me or about me, to my wife, I tell her, don't you justify me. Let the Lord do that. I'm His business. Jesus made Himself of no reputation. Why would I? Okay? I'm going to get to this. Listen to this. Luke 23:2-5. Jesus was accused of inciting the people by the Pharisees and misleading the people, as well as not paying his taxes. Then began they to accuse him, saying, "We found this man, Jesus, subverting our nation, forbidding us to pay the tribute tax to Caesar, and claiming that he himself is Christ the King." Just think about this, friends. We're talking about people that question my credibility. And again, my point is I can't find in Scripture where you're called to put your trust into me for your salvation. You're supposed to trust the Lord with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Period. It's a free place. It's liberating when people tell me after they listen to the radio show, man, I had to go home and get in the Word. Or I had to have my Bible wide open. That's my job. I'm doing my job. I'm not here to try to draw you to me the way that you see this in this American version of the gospel, which is a counterfeit to Scripture. That's not my job in any sense of the word. Charles Spurgeon said, you know, the big churches, he said, those are the ones that God hates the most. He said they're abominable. He's exactly right. And it's interesting, friends, how many of today's church overseers are loved more than Jesus Christ. Interestingly enough, for example, if you talk about a Billy Graham, you know, it's interesting, you go to a Billy Graham event, like when I did, my mom took us to one at the Minnesota State Fair when we were kids. There was Billy Graham stickers everywhere. I didn't see one sticker of Jesus Christ. You say anything about Billy Graham, his followers will defend him tooth and nail. You say something about Jesus Christ, they're okay with it. Something wrong with that? Yep, I'm getting to it. I'm getting to it. Did you know that Jesus, as a matter of fact, his brothers didn't even believe in him? Did you know that? It tells us in John 4-7, "For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly." Now, you do these things, go show yourself to the world. This is his brothers talking to Jesus. And then it tells us, "For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them," listen carefully, "this is the Jesus that I serve. My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth." This is Jesus. "But me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil." Whoa! Never heard a preacher say that before. Well, it's because they're not preaching from the Word of God. The Holy Ghost comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. How is he going to do that if you lower the law? And then you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And then you create a false grace the way that you see it today. Well, guess what? You have to contend with those people, just like it tells us in the book of Jude, verse 3. "Like I did yesterday with the man from Arizona." He wanted to call me and tell me what was wrong with what we're doing here. Yet what he was trying to do is justify what he's left undone. And he wanted to gut the pith and marrow of the Word of God with the Holy Ghost by using the letter that killeth. Friends, you can't make this up. I'm going to finish this up. One more segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, please do consider supporting this ministry during this time. We have not asked for any support by becoming a son or a daughter of liberty.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for rock solid ground. No shifting sand here. I said today? What was wrong with yesterday's show? Hey, folks, you got to laugh, because if you don't laugh, you cry. Woo! All righty. One more segment. I want to finish this because this is great stuff. I've had so many conversations like this over the last 20 years in ministry. Let me say this. I don't want to over-exaggerate that because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sensationalize it. Probably 5 conversations. I just don't trust you. Well, I didn't ask you to trust me. If it's not in the Word of God, move along. In context, move along. You're to put your trust in Jesus Christ, and it's my job to drive you there with the use of the law in my hand. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24. After all, what is it that converts the soul? Psalm 19:7, the law does. I had a guy yesterday in his biblical ignorance say, you know what, you're Judaism. And then he added ing at the end of that, people. And I said, really? I said, Augustine said, right? The law detects, grace conquers. The law condemns me. The gospel justifies me if I believe. Right? That's the gospel. I'm sorry. Jesus was a preacher of circumcision, right? Romans 15:8. Read John 8. They're continuously saying, see, Jesus saying to those that were broken by the law, those that were contrite, Isaiah 66, verse 2. What does the law say? What does the law say? Well, keep in mind, the law is there to break you, to bring about godly repentance before God. that you might put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. Okay? Read Acts 20, verse 21. Let me get back to this. Questioning my credibility. Okay? That's fine. Question my credibility. Okay? Cross-check. Hey, listen to me, America. Cross-check everything that I'm telling you. I'm not going to defend what I say outside with my finger pointed at the Christ. Okay? I'm set for the defense of the gospel. Yes, out of love. For what purpose? That you might know Him. Right? In Christ crucified. Listen to this. Jesus said, as a matter of fact, his brothers didn't even believe in him. Then it talks about where Jesus came in and told his disciples, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Now remember as well, all know that I, Bradley Dean, am not the standard. Who's the standard? Jesus Christ is the standard. Hey, Joel Osteen is not the standard. Benny Hinn, who I'm understanding is reforming himself through godly repentance. Praise God, Benny, if it's true. Joyce Meyer is not the standard. Kenneth Copeland is not the standard. Billy Graham is not the standard. Franklin Graham is not the standard. Dr. Schumer was not the standard. And any man of God, by the way, these are the ones that are favored among men, but any man of God would denounce favor in adhering to the cross of Jesus Christ. They'll hold to the cross and they'll denounce the favor that these men that I'm talking about right now love to assume and aggrandize unto themselves. They love that men love them. I don't. Okay? I want friends. I love folks. I love people. But I can't love you until I first love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. By this is the commandment. Folks, it tells us in 1 John, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. It doesn't work outside of that in any sense of the word. Moving on. Talking about questioning my credibility. I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is, right? I have to say that where my credibility is being questioned always comes from those who should know better. It's true. These people, what they do is they look to Wikipedia rather than asking the person that's being questioned, and in this case, myself. Folks, how many times have I said on the show, go to Wikipedia, go to Google, look at how they're painting a picture of guys like me. They want to polarize. They want to demonize those that are exposing them for who they are. Right? You know, it's interesting when they say, well, I looked on Wikipedia. It's like, are you kidding me? But folks, on my articles, I link to Wikipedia so people can see what they say about somebody that's actually following the Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And according to what we're talking about right now, Jesus promised this to all of his followers, not just Bradley Dean. Isn't that interesting? But when people say to me, well, I've seen your Wikipedia page, well, you know what? My father told me, I'm not supposed to answer a fool in his folly. Going to the next point, read Proverbs 26, verse 4. Now, many times on national radio, I have told people to look to what the mainstream media's useful idiots have reported on me. And it's interesting how they report without asking me one question. Look at what they do to people when not only you tell the truth, but also walk out your faith. Read James 2:14 through 26. As a matter of fact, 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred, as with their Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:12 tells us, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. They accuse me of that which I'm not guilty. Did you hear what I said? They accuse me of what I'm not guilty of. It's kind of funny how that works, isn't it? This is due to the fact that I'm never questioned by the mainstream media as to what they accuse me of. Okay? This is what they hope that those who go to their propaganda resources will take from them. What they said. and professed Christians that question my credibility, I got a question for you. Are they doing the same thing to you? Because if not, Jesus promised his disciples they would. They would experience the same thing where you're putting question to me. You should be questioning yourself as to why it's not happening to you and question as to why it is happening to me, because the Lord promised it would happen to me. Okay? I just got done sharing with you scriptures, friends. Okay? I then asked this guy that came to me and said, one of my family members doesn't trust you. By the way, he's a friend of mine. I said, is that person living the Christian life? Because if they are, again, they should be experiencing much of what I am and what was promised to those that do. It tells us in Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, listen carefully, and that we, through much trials and tribulations, enter into the kingdom of God. Whoa! It's promised to Christians? Yep. You remember Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:24 through 33? This is the guy that the Lord used. The first thing he told him after he knocked him down in the book of Acts on the road to Damascus, he said, go tell him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Whoa! Read 2 Corinthians 11:24 through 33. Listen, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, except one time. Three times I was beaten with rods. This is Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the Bible. Once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in the perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, and often fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. We're American babies here, aren't we? Listen to what he had to go through. And it goes on. And then if you consider 11 of the 12 disciples, they were martyred for their faith. And actually, when you come to think of it, the best way to gauge someone that is doing the work of the Lord is to see if they are being persecuted for righteousness' sake as well. Because if they're not, they're probably good for nothing. There's no witness there. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, right? Scripturally, those persecuting those doing the work of the Lord are called enemies of the cross of Christ. If you're not being persecuted for righteousness' sake, the Bible calls you in Philippians 3 enemies of the cross. For many of whom I told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross, Philippians 3:18. Blessed are the peacemakers, listen carefully, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when all men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Matthew 5:9-12. Hey folks, the way my ministry gauges men and women of God is by the persecution that they endure from the world, not a lack thereof. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Gauge them by their scars that they bear in righteousness. John 20:20. And listen to this, friends. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.